the early pioneering and a piece of the country. Mrs. Piper.
I'm telling the story for my husband, Bud Piper. His family came to the Peace River country in the spring of 1912, shortly after the Lee Miller family had arrived and settled in Rolla. We came from New Mexico, traveling by train to Edson. There we purchased 4 large oxen, 2 covered wagons, a tent, and a walking plow, and a 6-month supply of food. Our family were my mother and father, Willis and Sally Piper, my sister Helen, and brothers Ernest, Ray, and myself. The Edson trail was rough. Rivers had to be forded, muskeg patches to cross, and mosquitoes were in abundance. Fishing in the Smoky River, though, was a thrill. Sometimes the going was so rough that we only made a few miles, and of course there were days when we stopped to bake bread and wash clothes. When we arrived in Grand Prairie, my father and elder brother came ahead, scouting for the land. We turned to Grand Prairie and filed. Then we all proceeded to our new homesteads on the Saskatoon Creek. That summer we lived in the tent, turned a bit of sod and planted a few potatoes and vegetables, then set about building a small log cabin. We traded one of our wagons to Mr. Hector Trombley for a milk cow and calf. By fall, we were snugly established in our log cabin with a rock fireplace built by my father for heat. This winter, we set a few traps and soon made that our main means of livelihood. We had our oxen for about 3 years and broke some land, growing mostly feed for our stock. The first wheat we seeded froze so badly that it wasn't any good. Later, when we did manage a small, mature crop, it was threshed by Mr. Trombley, who had a thrashing machine turned by horsepower. A cog wheel broke when he was thrashing for us, and parts weren't obtained until the next spring. We had wheat ground into flour and meal by a mill owned by Mr. Trelly, father of the late Herman Trelly, who was named the first wheat king with his winning award of wheat grown in the Wembley district. Mr. Harry Gibson traveled with us over the Edson Trail, and Mr. Frank Haskins also accompanied us as he was making his first trip in on foot. He soon established the first general store in Pooscoopy, first in a tent until a store building could be built. Harry Gibson had a hay mower and mowed our first hay. Having no regular hay rake, we raked it into mounds with pitchforks. The first mail came to the Trombleys by team from Grand Prairie, and a Métis named Duffel carried it from there to Fort St. John. Sometimes he used a team and left his horses at our place on Saskatoon Creek and carried it the rest of the way on his back. Mr. and Mrs. Lewis Cadona and son Bill came in 1913 and homesteaded near us. Later they had the first post office named Kilcarron. Much wild meat was killed for food. Wild strawberries, raspberries, and saskatoons were plentiful. We ran very short of flour sometimes, and my mother would add mashed potatoes to the bread dough to make the flour last longer. We made one trip back to Edson the summer of 1913 to replenish our groceries. The first Anglican church services were held in our home by an Anglican minister, Mr. Speak, from Lake Saskatoon. The Harpers, Cadonas, Atkinsons, Mrs. Kate Edwards, the Shepherd and Addy families were some of the people who attended those first church services. A trapper living in the Dawson Creek area had a few horses, and we took them to feed and pasture on a partnership basis and soon disposed of our slow-moving oxen. Our first cow and heifer calf produced many nice calves, and by 1920 we had a nice herd of cattle. In 1918, I joined the Northwest Mounted Police, trained in Regina, and was sent to Siberia as a mounted army unit. Sailing with our specially trained horses, it took us 17 days to sail from Vancouver to Vladivostok. Many of our men had the flu, and even the horses were sick, and some died on the way. We spent a year in Siberia and then returned to Vancouver. We're held there to help quell a riot in a strike that had developed there, but we were happy not to be involved in any real trouble in Canada. After I returned home, my brother Ray, mother and father, and sister Helen decided to go back to Oklahoma, which was my birthplace. For a spell, Ray worked in the oil fields there, and my brother Ernie and myself bashed and looked after our cattle and horses. In 1923, we sold most of our cattle and built our first large frame house. Our father passed away that fall. We still trapped in the winter, raised only enough feed for our stock. We played baseball a lot, traveling with the Dawson Creek ball team to Grand Prairie, Spirit River, Beaver Lodge, Lake Saskatoon, Wembley, and all the small surrounding district sports and picnic days, where baseball was always one of the main attractions, and almost always followed by a dance. Those were the good old days. There were many hardships both on the trap line and in clearing, breaking, and farming with horsepower, but we were very happy in our new home in Canada. In 1926, I married a local girl from Rolla, and we raised a family of five, two daughters and three sons. We are now the proud grandparents of 16 grandchildren and three great-grandchildren, and still live and farm on Saskatoon Creek.
Thank you, Mrs. Piper.
This is Mrs. Lawrence Linklater, commonly known as Mac, my friends in Dawson Creek, telling their story of our coming to Dawson Creek. In June of 1930, Don, my husband, came from Wilmer, Saskatchewan, by train to Grand Prairie, looking for a homestead. We had been farming from the time we were married, and he had bought into a garage and filling station in Wilmer. After selling his business, he wanted to get farming again, and having heard about the wonderful Peace River country, he came up to have a look. And although he didn't find the homestead, he came back very pleased with what he had seen. We decided to move to the Peace River country, so we piled our house effects into a truck, and Don drove it, while I drove the car, a Chrysler 66, with three youngsters. And I pulled a four-wheel trailer with our camping outfit on the car behind, as we planned to camp all the way. We started out with Don in the lead, but I couldn't drive behind him and watch the high load on the truck swaying around. So I led the way after the first day, and Don had to watch my trailer that I was pulling swaying from side to side if I went over 40 miles an hour. We ran into a heavy storm at Mount Saskatoon, and as it was pouring with rain at Bigger, we got a room in a hotel and stayed for 2 days, making our meals in the room. We stayed in the Otter Court in North Battleford a day, and also spent a day camped in the old fairgrounds in Edmonton. From Edmonton, we went to Clyde, and there we left the gravel. And what I remember most was mud and bush from there on. We crossed the Athabasca on a ferry, and had a terrible trip around Slave Lake. We pulled into Slave Lake one dark, rainy night around 8 p.m., and I saw a sign that said Otter Court. I stopped and inquired what facilities were available. The man said that for 50 cents, we could pull into the camp and set up our tent. And I asked if there was any water or restrooms available. He said that there was plenty of water in the lake and there was lots of bush for restrooms. I argued that we could stay on the side of the road for nothing and have the same facilities. So after much bickering, he offered to let us camp in an abandoned cabin for the night for $1, which we did, but we had to put up our tent inside the house to keep dry. However, we slept well and pulled out the next morning and into deep ruts and gumbo. We caught up to a great many folks who were worse off than we were, most of them with horses pulling out.